مرحبا يا مصطفى, مرحبا يا مصطفى, the grand arrival of مصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم, مرحبا يا مصطفى.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد, فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله, الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله, الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. All praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most wise, who created this world with his wisdom. And the choicest of peace and blessings be upon Nabi Akram Nuri Mujassam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is resting beneath the illuminous dome in Madinatul Munawwara, who is the fountain of the treasures of wisdom. We send peace and blessings upon his purified household and his brilliant companions alayhi muridwan, who drank from his cup of wisdom and carried it forward. وہ دہن جس کی ہر بات وحی خدا, وہ دہن جس کی ہر بات وحی خدا, چشمہ علم و حکمت پہ لاکھو سلام, مصطفیٰ جان رحمت پہ لاکھو سلام, شمع بزم ہدایت پہ لاکھو سلام. صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. ویلکم, مرحبا, اہلن وسہلن بکم ٹو آل اور ویورز اینڈ لسنرز آف مدنی چینل. الحمدللہ, یو آر واچنگ اے برینڈ نیو پروگرام کالڈ دی گرینڈ ارائیول آف مصطفیٰ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. سنس وی آر ان دا منتھ آف ربیع النور, جی ہاں, ربیع الاول, اینڈ ان دس منتھ وی سیلیبریٹ the maulud and the blessed birth of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From wherever you have joined us, welcome. Alhamdulillah, this special program shall run until the 12th of Rabi'ul Awwal, which is the blessed day of his blessed birth, inshallah azza wa jal. And in today's special program, dear viewers, once again we are going to be speaking about the blessed life of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are so many angles and aspects with regards to his blessed apparent life. However, dear viewers, specifically, we are going to be speaking about his impeccable character and habits, dear viewers of Madini Channel. Ji haan, the blessed habits of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as I always say, we will try and extract beautiful lessons from the blessed life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to better our situation. We have a kalam, kindly listen and watch this beautiful kalam. And once we do return, inshallah azza wa jalla, we will most definitely continue with dhikr Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Chamak tujh se paate hai sab paane wale, mera dil bhi chamka de chamkane wale. Tu zinda hai wallah, tu zinda hai wallah, mere chashme alam se chup jane wale. Sallu ala al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Marhaba, مرحبا, 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 مرحبا,
جان مصطفیٰ,
مرحبا,
ایمان مصطفیٰ,
مرحبا,
ہے میری پہچان مصطفیٰ,
آمد مصطفیٰ,
مرحبا, مرحبا,
احمد مجتبی,
مرحبا, مرحبا,
مرحبا,
آئے مصطفیٰ,
مرحبا,
پیارے مصطفیٰ,
مرحبا,
ہر طرف صدا
مرحبا, مرحبا, مرحبا,
آئے مصطفیٰ,
مرحبا,
پیارے مصطفیٰ,
مرحبا,
ہر طرف صدا
مرحبا. عید میلاد النبی ہے, دل بڑا مسرور ہے, عید میلاد النبی ہے, دل بڑا مسرور ہے, ہر طرف ہے شادمانی, رنج و غم کا فور ہے.
آئے مصطفیٰ,
مرحبا,
پیارے مصطفیٰ,
مرحبا,
ہر طرف صدا
مرحبا, مرحبا, مرحبا,
مرحبا,
مرحبا, مرحبا, مرحبا, مرحبا, مرحبا, مرحبا, مرحبا.
جان مصطفیٰ
مرحبا
ایمان مصطفیٰ
مرحبا
ہے میری پہچان مصطفیٰ مرحبا مرحبا
مرحبا
مرحبا مرحبا
مرحبا
اس طرف جو نور ہے تو اس طرف بھی نور ہے اس طرف جو نور ہے تو اس طرف بھی نور ہے ذرہ ذرہ سب جہاں کا نور سے معمور ہے
آئے مصطفیٰ
مرحبا
پیارے مصطفیٰ
مرحبا
ہر طرف صدا
مرحبا
مرحبا مرحبا
جان مصطفیٰ
مرحبا
ایمان مصطفیٰ
مرحبا
ہے میری پہچان مصطفیٰ مرحبا یا مصطفیٰ مرحبا یا مصطفیٰ مرحبا یا مصطفیٰ مرحبا یا مصطفیٰ
آمد سرکار سے ظلمت ہوئی کافور ہے آمد سرکار سے ظلمت ہوئی کافور ہے کیا زمین کیا آسمان ہر سمت چھایا نور ہے
مرحبا
آئے مصطفیٰ
مرحبا
پیارے مصطفیٰ
مرحبا
ہر طرف صدا
مرحبا
مرحبا مرحبا
جان مصطفیٰ
مرحبا
ایمان مصطفیٰ
مرحبا
ہے میری پہچان مصطفیٰ
آمد مصطفیٰ
مرحبا مرحبا
احمد مجتبیٰ
مرحبا مرحبا
جشن میلاد النبی ہے کیوں نہ جھومے آج ہم جشن میلاد النبی ہے کیوں نہ جھومے آج ہم مسکراتی ہے بہارے سب فضا پر نور ہے
مرحبا
آئے مصطفیٰ
مرحبا
پیارے مصطفیٰ
مرحبا
ہر طرف صدا
مرحبا
مرحبا مرحبا
جان مصطفیٰ
مرحبا
ایمان مصطفیٰ
مرحبا
ہے میری پہچان مصطفیٰ مرحبا مرحبا
مرحبا
مرحبا
آمینہ تجھ کو مبارک شاہ کا میلاد ہو آمینہ تجھ کو مبارک شاہ کا میلاد ہو تیرا آنگن نور تیرا گھر کا گھر سب نور ہے
مصطفیٰ
مرحبا
پیارے مصطفیٰ
مرحبا
ہر طرف صدا
مرحبا
مرحبا مرحبا
جان مصطفیٰ
مرحبا
ایمان مصطفیٰ
مرحبا
ہے میری پہچان مصطفیٰ مرحبا یا مصطفیٰ مرحبا یا مصطفیٰ مرحبا یا مصطفیٰ مرحبا یا مصطفیٰ
ہوں غلام مصطفیٰ اپنا تو دعویٰ ہے یہی ہوں غلام مصطفیٰ اپنا تو دعویٰ ہے یہی کاش آقا بھی یہ فرما دے ہمیں منظور ہے
آئے مصطفیٰ
مرحبا
پیارے مصطفیٰ
مرحبا
ہر طرف صدا
مرحبا
مرحبا مرحبا
جان مصطفیٰ
مرحبا
ایمان مصطفیٰ
مرحبا
ہے میری پہچان مصطفیٰ
آمد مصطفیٰ
مرحبا مرحبا
احمد مجتبیٰ
مرحبا مرحبا
وہ پیلا میں اہل محشر دیکھتے ہی بول اٹھے وہ پیلا میں اہل محشر دیکھتے ہی بول اٹھے آ گیا تار دیکھو عشق میں مخمور ہے
آئے مصطفیٰ
مرحبا
پیارے مصطفیٰ
مرحبا
ہر طرف صدائے مرحبا
مرحبا مرحبا
جان مصطفیٰ
مرحبا
ایمان مصطفیٰ
مرحبا
ہے میری پہچان مصطفیٰ مرحبا مرحبا
مرحبا
مرحبا
مرحبا مرحبا آئے مصطفیٰ پیارے مصطفیٰ سبحان اللہ وی ویلکم دی گریٹسٹ اینڈ دی موسٹ لافٹیسٹ پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم جی ڈی ویورز آف مدنی چینل وی آر ڈسکسنگ دی بلیسڈ ہیبٹس آف دی بیلوڈ نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ایز آئی مینشن ڈی ویورز ہز انٹائر لائف از سبحان اللہ اے رول ماڈل فار ون اینڈ آل فار دی انٹائر ہیومینٹی اینڈ ہیئر ان شاء اللہ عزوج اللہ ٹوڈے وی آر گون اسپیک آن ایچ آسپیکٹ آف ہز بلیسڈ لائف ود ریگارڈس ٹو his response to the public, his affairs amongst his sahaba Ali Muridwan, his dealings, his actions, his movements, his day-to-day habits, subhanallah. It's just so amazing, subhanallah. You would most definitely fall in love with those beautiful and unparalleled characteristics of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Here inshallah azza wa jalla we mention a few of his beautiful traits and admirable traits, subhanallah. With regards to when the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was called by any person, whoever would call the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would bless him with a reply by saying, Labbaik, Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. It is also stated that whenever anyone whispered anything in the blessed ear of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, did not pull his blessed head away from the speaker's mouth until the speaker had finished and completed whatever he wanted to say in the blessed ear of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From amongst his unparalleled and admirable traits, which is so amazing, dear viewers. So if someone wanted to basically say something secretly in the blessed ear of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then the Prophet of Rahmah would never move his blessed head away. Yani he would never pull his ears away from the mouth of the person who was saying something to him privately. Allahu Akbar. From amongst his amazing characteristics and akhlaq and adab, his manners and his beautiful habits, it is stated that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would never sit having his legs stretched when the blessed Sahaba Ali Muridwan would be in the presence of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yani in front of them, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would never stretch his legs out as we would do to take rest at times. This is from amongst his amazing models and adab and akhlaq, dear viewers of Madani Channel, to such an extent that even the person who came to visit the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sometimes he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would lay down his blessed shawl for him. In fact, at times, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would even offer his cushion to the person who came to speak with him. This is from amongst his good manners and akhlaq. Therefore, try and understand why has Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala said in his beautiful poetry,
Sare achon mein achha samajh ye ji se Sare achon mein achha samajh ye ji se hai us achhe se achha سب سے اولا لا ہمارا نبی سب سے بالا لا ہمارا نبی
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ ہی از دی گریٹسٹ ڈیئر ویورز اینڈ یس ہی از دی نبی ہی از دی پروفیٹ ہی از دی لیڈر بٹ ایون وین ہی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ود ایڈریس پیپل ایز وی وڈ ڈو ان اور ہومز اور ود اور فرینڈز But the andaz and the style of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would call them by their patronymic names, yani by their kunniyas, or by the names which they had liked. Outstanding, subhanallah. This was the amazing andaz of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he would call people by their kunniyas, patronymic names, and by the names that they liked. This would attract the sahaba even more. They would associate and get themselves closer to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. His dignified speech, Allahu Akbar. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam would speak slowly and calmly with incredible dignity, allowing any listener that was speaking to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam to even count the number of sentences if he had wished to count them. Can you imagine, without rushing and speaking, as it is, some sahabas have mentioned that when he sallallahu alayhi wasallam would speak, it would seem as if a line of pearls is emanating from his blessed mouth. Motiyo ki chadi, subhanallah. Blessings are flowing out of his blessed mouth, and each sentence would be mentioned so calmly and slowly that the listener could even count the sentences if he had to count them, dear viewers, without rushing into any conversation. Being calm, being humbled, having a smile on his blessed face while speaking, all of these are those unparalleled attributes and amazing, impeccable character and habits of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which had really attracted many people into the fold of Islam, dear viewers. It was the cause and the reason for them to embrace Islam. Subhanallah. We are so fortunate that we are the followers and the devotees and lovers of such a great Nabi. Subhanallah. May we be sacrificed at his blessed feet. Try to do a little introspection into ourselves, that what are our andaz of giving our ears to any person, listening to a person for a moment. Or we are given a 5 minutes chance to deliver a speech or a nasiha, or give our opinion or advice in any place. How do we speak? Even if hours are given to us, oh, on a day-to-day basis, how is our speech? How is our walk? How is our talk? Subhanallah. This was the andaz of the beloved Nabi, not only in public, but even in his private life. It's really amazing, dear viewers of Madini Channel. May we be sacrificed at his blessed feet, dear viewers. May Allah Kareem give us the true understanding of this. Good models help one traverse the ranks of honor. It's a very true statement, dear viewers. In other words, there is a direct link between rank and good models, whereby it is expected that the one, it's highly expected that the more highly ranked a person is in the world, in terms of degrees, in terms of standards, in terms of intellectual abilities, the greater models such a person should possess. This is what's expected from a person who's a very learned person. Subhanallah. So the highest ranking being in the sight and in the bargah, in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla's creation, is none other than the final Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallama. And all these examples and principles which have been mentioned warrants that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallama possesses the loftiest morals and manners, far greater than anyone else in this world, which serves as a beautiful example for the rest of humanity. I mean, the little examples that I've just given right now, to such an extent that when he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would shake hands with any person, he would not be the first to withdraw his blessed hands until he shakes hands with that person. Subhanallah, subhanallah. What amazing akhlaq and adab and manners, dear viewers of Madini Channel. So we should include many other aspects in this, such as courtesy, respect, patience, forgiving others, tolerating others, affection towards others. These are all important components that makes one's habit better in this world, in this lifetime. May Allah Kareem shower rain of blessings upon us also, that we could understand this and implement this in our lives. And I want to mention a few more things, dear viewers of Madini Channel. The Quran has openly expressed and explained the amazing, impeccable character of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the Holy Quran and Pak, and we are going to get there inshallah azza wa jalla, as we discuss the manners, our manners, our day-to-day life, our andaz, our way of doing things in this world, due to which many a times our nikahs have come to an end, our children have left us and our sides as parents, due to our adab, due to our morals, due to our habits which are so evil, even the body organs and body parts have developed those habits. The tongue of a person has its own habits. Their hands have their own habits. The legs and other body limbs have their own habits. The limbs of a person say to the tongue on a daily basis. And this is the hadith of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. If you remain upright, we will remain safe. If you become rebellious, we will suffer the consequences. The other body limbs and body parts faces the consequences of the tongue. What the tongue causes, the trouble is faced by the other body part of the person. And this is the habit of the tongue, that sometimes without even thinking, it comes out and it says 100 words. Or even a single word which penetrates the heart and causes arguments and fights. This is our evil habit. Let's make dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla that through the blessings of the blessed manners and habits of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our actions are straightened, our actions become correct through the akhlaq of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Unnecessarily delaying payment is against the teachings of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but this has become part of one's nature and habit. That bas hum waqt pe kabhi apne accounts bhar nahi paate. Bas auqat yu bhi hota hai ki hamare paas paise rakhe. Bas aadat ho chuki ki hum der se us paiso ko, yani wo paisa hum jama karenge ya denge. Ye nahi hona chahiye. Is tarah ke cheeze nahi honi chahiye. This should not be in the life of a believer, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Furthermore, some people will hire builders, for example, for construction, and they refuse to pay them once the project is done and completed. Unnecessarily, once again, it becomes the habit of many people out there, delaying these payments unnecessarily. Some people announce that they will be spending money on the masjid, but when someone goes to them to retrieve that money, they needlessly mess around with that person and say, "Ha, abhi de rahe hain, baad mein de rahe hain, kal de rahe hain, aaj de rahe hain, to hote hote hain." A large amount of time is utilized following behind that person, but the person's habit is to dodge those calls, for example. Illa mashallah. We are saying that not every person is like that, but for some this has become a habit in his life. Delaying, procrastinating, Allahu Akbar. Messing with some people unnecessarily. This is not from amongst the habits of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We spoke about procrastination, right? Which is a major problem in society. They delay every task, big or small. They will pay their bills on the very last day of every month, despite having the money. Pay tuition fees on the deadline. So on and so forth. And the list could continue of unnecessary delays in our life. Procrastination, there's no need to do that, because that builds more pressure, mental pressure. मगर हम इस चीज़ को समझते नहीं हैं और हम प्रोकेस्टिनेशन कई चीज़ों में करते हैं कि हम सही से सो नहीं पाते हैं, वक्त पे नहीं सोते हैं, वक्त पे उठते नहीं हैं, वक्त पे खाते नहीं हैं. नो डू वी ईट ऑन टाइम, नो वी डू वी स्लीप ऑन टाइम, नो वी डू द राइट थिंग्स एट द राइट टाइम टू सच एन एक्सटेंट कि जब हमारी ये ज़िंदगी बन जाती है, ज़िंदगी का एक पहलू बन जाता है. वैन दिस बिकम्स ए पार्ट ऑफ आवर लाइव्स, जब दुनियावी चीज़ें इस तरह हम कर रहे होते हैं, फिर दीनी मकाम या दीनी चीज़ें किस तरह हम कर पाएंगे वक्त पे. मिसाल के तौर पे सलाह इज़ सो इम्पॉर्टेंट. When one can procrastinate in carrying out his day-to-day actions in terms of worldly gains, then what about salah? Will he ever find the time to, or how would he learn the importance of performing salah in its stipulated time? Never. People who procrastinate would even perform salah in the last minute when namaz becomes qaza, or sometimes completely qaza. Salah becomes makruh or idha qaza. May Allah Kareem have mercy on us. Why delay? Why procrastinate? This is our habit. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never ever delayed in any virtuous action. This is our problem. We procrastinate in good actions. Yani, mithal ke taur pe, kya hame ye sadqa dena chahiye? Kya hame ye acha amal karna chahiye? Hum ispe sochte zyada. Whenever you think of anything good, carry out that action with immediate effect. For shaitan has no time to play with your brains and to mess around with you to change your mindset. You want to perform salah? Don't play with your mind, because shaitan will take advantage of you and say, perform this later or so later and so, unless there is a valid excuse for you to delay your salah. One should not delay in any virtuous action. This was never the habit of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but this becomes our habits. If you have to look at the stats of how many people throughout the globe procrastinate on a daily basis, dear viewers, it goes into billions of people. Why so many people would procrastinate? Because this becomes our habit. We have become lazy in carrying out actions, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Promptness is very important. You know, we attend a meeting with an important individual. After 45 minutes discussion that was scheduled, we concluded and left. The person who arranged the meeting was impressed because what? We left promptly. Job is done, move. Don't procrastinate, don't wait. Subhanallah, when you meet someone, leave immediately after the task or business is concluded. Do not wait and try to make such conversations which could last for hours and hours. Loitering without purpose will waste everyone's time. Value your waqt, value your time. Those who don't value their time cannot value the time of others. We find this that this have become not the habit but part of people's nature. Ki mashwaro ke baad ya kisi mulaqat ke baad hum dekh bhi rahe hote hain ki shayad the person in front of us needs to leave, he needs to go, he has some important task, but we try to make conversations and unnecessarily speak about things, and that becomes a ghiba and the backbiting about many people. May Allah Kareem protect us. May Allah Kareem assist us and help us, dear viewers of Madani Channel. This is the peygham and this is the message of the beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This is the message of the Quran, that we should better our akhlaq. We should follow the examples of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The final message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was an embodiment of all these characteristics that we are speaking about, dear viewers. The Quran talks about the matchless manners of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not in one verse, in many ayat and verses of the Holy Quran. In one verse, he azza wa jalla states, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, wa innaka la'ala khuluqin 'azim. Beloved, your excellent character is undoubtedly of superb standard. In this verse, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about the impeccable character of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The second verse of this chapter refutes the allegations of the disbelievers upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when they had ma'adhallah called him insane. So commenting on this verse, Allama Ali bin Muhammad Khazin rahmatullahi ta'ala, he remarks that this verse is as if it is the commentary of this verse of the Holy Quran Pak, is the commentary of this verse, Ma anta bi ni'mati rabbika bi majnoon. Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned to the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that with the benevolence of your Lord, O beloved, you are not insane. Allahu Akbar. If you want to speak about the examples in the life of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you want to speak about his character, ask the mother of the believers, ask Hadrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Hazrat Hisham bin Sa'd radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he relates, I asked Sayyidatuna Aisha as-Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, mother of the believers, tell me about the character of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to which she replied and she said, do you not recite the Quran? I responded, of course I recite the Quran. She said, bas, his character is the Holy Quran Pak. Allahu Akbar. You will find this narration in Sahih Muslim, dear viewers of Madini Channel. This is the amazing character of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are millions of people out there who are in misery, facing the difficulties of this world. But once they embrace Islam, troubles came to an end. Because this is the way of life. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's miracle is such that every aspect of his blessed life is a miracle to guide you and I until the day of Qiyamah. Every error is the era of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allama Ismail Haqqi rahmatullahi ta'ala, the author of the renowned Quranic commentary Ruhul Bayan, he says, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla granted him the gratitude of Hadrat Sayyiduna Nuh alayhi salam, the intimate friendship, the closeness and friendship of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam. Allah granted him the sincerity of Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam. Allah Azza wa Jalla had granted him the veracity of the promise of Sayyiduna Ismail alayhi salam and the patience of Hadrat Sayyiduna Yaqub and Hadrat Sayyiduna Ayyub alayhi salam. Allah Azza wa Jalla had granted him the prayer of Sayyiduna Dawood alayhi salatu wa salam and the humility of Hadrat Sayyiduna Suleiman alayhi salam and Hadrat Sayyiduna Isa. And the qualities of all the prophets alayhi salatu wasalam is given to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. This is the station which has been granted only to Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. This station and this maqam was never granted to any other person before him or after him, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. May Allah Kareem forgive us for the sake of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Ham zara dekhe na, check karein ki aapka andaaz kis tarah ka tha. بچوں کے ساتھ کس طریقہ تھا، بڑوں کے ساتھ، چھوٹوں کے ساتھ آپ کس طرح پیش آیا کرتے تھے. Allahu Akbar. It's just amazing. It would cause tears to flow from your eyes, dear viewers. His forgiveness, His tolerance, His patience, His manners. It's just amazing. We don't even know how to treat our staff, our employees. Let's talk about the slave of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Sayyidina Zayd bin Haritha radiyallahu ta'ala an. The beloved Nabi had freed the world from slavery. Jiha. But slowly, slowly, when this had come to an end, Zayd bin Haritha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was in the court of the beloved Nabi when his father and uncle had found him after a very long while. And they came to paying some ransom in exchange for their son. Zayd bin Haritha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had to decide whether he wanted to go with them or not. So Hazrat Sayyidina Zayd bin Haritha was called. And after he recognized his father and uncle, they hugged, they cried. Zayd bin Haritha said to him, "How can I prioritize you all over the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?" And the father says to Zayd bin Haritha, "So you are prioritizing slavery over freedom?" He says, "Yes." Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madinah channel, Zayd bin Haritha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu gave his uncle and his father such a jawab that they had to leave from there without taking Zayd bin Haritha. They were satisfied and delighted to see the happily agreement that the son himself says, "Oh my father, I'm happier than you even think. This is the court of Mustafa Jani Rahmat sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. It's only the dream and the desires of the true devotees to become the true slaves of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are those fortunate servants who served the beloved Nabi. And when they were given the option of becoming free from the slavery, they refuted and refused that slavery over being the khadim of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They chose that line, they wanted that because they realized that he is the owner of Jannah. He is the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Being with him is being having everything in this world. Subhanallah, he is everything. Allah Azza wa Jalla created this planet for his sake. So as a follower, would we ever want to leave the side of that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who taught us manners, who made us better humans? We can't talk good with our spouses. We can't be kind towards them. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with a perfect example. He showed us how to look after wives by taking care of 11 blessed azwaj. Azwaj mutahharat. Subhanallah. And if you ask any one of those mother of the believers, how was the character of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you would understand that none of them have any complaint throughout their lives about the beloved Rasul's akhlaq. Subhanallah. If our wives and our family members are asked about our character, what do you think shall be their opinion? "Oh, he talks too much. He is too angry. He doesn't tolerate things. He's very short-tempered. He swears and he speaks. He doesn't respect us. He calls us names. He doesn't give us time." The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a perfect match and perfect example, dear viewers of Madinah channel. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Let us together chant the akhlaq of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the poetry of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Subhanallah, subhanallah. He says,
"Kya khabar kitne taare khile chup gaye, kya khabar kitne taare khile chup gaye, kya khabar kitne taare khile chup gaye, par na do be na do hamara nabi, par na doobe na dooba hamara nabi, kaun de taah dene ko muh chahiye, kaun de taah dene ko muh chahiye, dene wa sacha hamara nabi, dene wala hai sacha hamara nabi, sabse aula aala hamara nabi." Allah, Allah, Allah.
He says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, khayrukum khayrukum li ahlihi wa ana khayrukum li ahli. Best among you is he who is best towards his family, and I am better than every one of you towards my family. Let alone family, dear viewers. Have you ever imagined how he treated his enemies? How he treated those people who hurt him, who oppressed him, who tortured him? He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, used to forgive his enemies. Allahu Akbar. He would pardon them. Hazrat Sayyidina Jubair bin Mut'im radiyallahu anhu, he states, he says, I was sitting by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam while returning from Jirana. All of a sudden, I'm sitting with him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and all of a sudden, Hibar bin al-Aswad entered. The Honorable Companion said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is Hibar. There is the one who caused harm to your blessed daughter. So, coming close, Hibar said, Ya Rasulullah, may peace be upon you. I bear witness that none is worthy of worship except Allah. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, running away from you, I fled to many cities thinking that I will save myself from you. Allahu Akbar. Hibar says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we were polytheists. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla guided us through you and granted us salvation from destruction through your blessings. Please forgive me for my ignorance. Please forgive me for everything that I had caused, for every harm that I had caused to you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Rasul says, Hibar, I have forgiven you. Allah has favored you by guiding you through Islam and your sins are now forgiven. Where in the history would we find such a beautiful character and beautiful example, dear viewers? It is only in the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, Allah Hazrat says,
Kaun deta hai dene ko muh chahiye?
Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, these were only a few examples and traits of the impeccable character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should reflect and internalize the impeccable character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for that would lead us to a prosperous life in this world as well as in the hereafter. Allahu Akbar. Whoever asked and for whatever they had asked, they had received it from the darbar of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kal bhi huzur paak ata farma rahe the, aaj bhi huzur paak hi ata farmate hain, aur qiyamah tak aap ye ni'matein aur ye barkatein baatte hi rahenge. Ala Hazrat says in his beautiful poetry about the distribution of blessing from the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says,
نعمتیں بانٹتا جسم تو وہ ذیشان گیا نعمتیں بانٹتا جسم تو وہ ذیشان گیا ساتھ ہی منشی رحمت کا قلم دان گیا ساتھ ہی منشی رحمت کا قلم دان گیا.
Subhanallah. Every good that's been given, dear viewers, he is the central source of attaining this goodness from. He is the reason why Allah has given you life. He is the reason why Allah has given you whatever you possess. Make your intention to attend the weekly Sunnah Inspired program of Dawat Islami. Listen to the bayanat and make intention to practice upon those Madani pearls. Trust me, dear viewers. And inshallah, azza wa jalla, if you start practicing those examples and pearls given during the ijtimaat of Dawat Islami, your life will surely change. May Allah Kareem forgive our sins. May Allah Kareem bless us. So stay good, be good, do good, and wherever you are, keep reciting durood and salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Marhaban ya Mustafa, marhaban ya Mustafa, the grand arrival of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Marhaban.